Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on March 16th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful today, Joe. Do you think the sun's going to come out today the way it did yesterday?
I think so.
No, okay, I think so. Okay. Because it was a good day yesterday.
It was a great day. It started off a little foggy, in the morning, but it got beautiful by noon or 1 o'clock. It was just gorgeous.
Yeah, it was. Yes. It was absolutely gorgeous after the fog we've had for the last week. You know, I made note in my weekend guide this morning. Literally, I was driving along the Esplanade last weekend. I could not see the ocean. That's how thick it was.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's amazing. It's very unusual for us. Kind of, but I mean, it's happened many times before, but not often.
well, no, we get the marine layer. We get fog.
Yeah.
It's just that this was just like super fog. Anyway, there's a little out there this morning. Hopefully, it will burn off as fast as it did yesterday. I was up on the hill yesterday. It was 85 degrees and sunny and gorgeous.
Yeah.
And yeah, and spring is just around the corner. Spring is just 4 days away. So,
and we had such a great time at the farmers market in Hermosa yesterday that I thought my son and I required a treat.
Oh.
So guess where we went yesterday?
Let me guess.
We went for a pint.
I was going to say, to one of our local breweries.
Yes, we did. We went for a pint. And, Jackie, I'd really like to talk to someone who knows more about brewing. Do you think we could arrange that?
I think we could arrange that, yeah.
Who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Nigel Heath, CEO of Absolution Brewing Company, located in Torrance. Nigel started brewing and tasting in 1978 in his UK homeland. After a physics major in college, his career steered him into leadership in the high-tech world, but he remained loyal to his science roots in the, quote, study of how particles interact and combine with one another, end quote, particularly barley, hops, yeast, and water. California became his home in 1994, and since then he has been motivated to promote the complexities and flavors of the old and new world craft ales. He is now living the dream with Absolution Brewing Company. Today, he is excited to combine the great traditions of ye old English ales with the creative genius of his Californian brewer and produce truly exceptional craft beers to satisfy the interests of the modern beer connoisseur. So, Joe, this morning, it's all about beer, but they do a lot more than just brew at Absolution. You know, they regularly have food trucks, and they do Saturday morning yoga, and they recently partnered with 21 Square on several menu items. Welcome to the program, Nigel. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Becky and Joe, great to be here.
Thank you very much. It's good to see you, and well, not see you, but good to hear you and good to have you with us. So, yes, indeed, my son and I were at Absolution last night, and we had a great time. There was
excellent.
The brews were amazing. Thank you. The brews were amazing. The service was amazing. But I'm sad to report that every brew we had and all the other people that had the bartender was only charging $5. I'll bet you lost money. I'm really sorry to report that. You'll have to discipline him. You'll have to discipline
Absolutely,
him.
Absolutely, yeah.
But
well, I'm glad you got,
is that a
I'm
regular
glad you had
thing?
A great time.
Did he know who I was that he was charging only $5?
Obviously not, because we would have charged you twice as much, Joe.
Oh, it's $5 Wednesdays.
$5 Wednesday, you got it. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Wow, that was amazing. For $5, what a great time we had. But first of all, we want to find out a little bit more about your background and how you got into brewing. And it started at college studying physics.
Yeah, that's always a great conversation at parties and cocktail hours. People ask me what my college experience was, and I say quantum physics. They excuse themselves to the restroom and never come back. Yeah, it's always a conversation killer.
what was your specialty? What were you studying?
So quantum physics. Which back then was more than a couple of years ago at college, was basically a career in nuclear physics in the lab, building you-know-what. So whilst it was a great mind expander and you know, a real theoretical challenge, I didn't want a career basically building bombs.
Mm-hmm.
So after physics, computers were just starting, entering the scene, and I then went on and did computer science and entered the, as Jackie has said, the tech industry,
right.
And started life with some of the major tech companies in the United Kingdom, and
mm-hmm.
And the rest is history, as we say.
I'm getting the impression that, Nigel, you don't like to blow things up. Darn it.
All right. Well, started a tech company, which mm-hmm. I built basically in the UK, brought it, you know, successfully to the U.S., as Jackie has mentioned, in 94, and you know, fortunate, a lot of great people, a lot of great support, took that company, you know, to the heights of the industry, and sold that company back in 1994, and was able to pursue my passion of you know, fine crafted old 19th, 20th century English style ales and beers.
Right. There is something ancient and there is something fundamental about either I'm a urban farmer growing food for people or brewing ales for people. There's something very satisfying about creating a physical product for people, isn't there?
We you know, we work hard, but by golly, we have a lot of fun. To your point, Joe, I mean, it's amazing to see we're brewing right now. Wish you were here.
Mm.
You could smell it. Mm. But, oh. you know, coming into the brewery first thing in the morning for your job, and there's malt, there's barley, there's hops in the air. I mean, you know, there's nothing better. And all of our products are totally natural. So no coloring, no additives, no preservatives. Mm-hmm. So water, mm-hmm. grain, yeast, and hops. That's it. As simple as that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the discerning consumer can tell that. You know, what you want to put in your body, you know, be it at the, you know, at the market when you buy your greens or your vegetables or your meat or your fish, the same now with, mm-hmm. You know, with quality craft beer. This mm-hmm. is a real live living food product, and we love it,
mm-hmm.
and we love making it every day.
Mm.
You know what I,
yes,
you know, Joe, what I find interesting is, what Nigel was just saying about, you know, going in, you know, starting his career in the, you know, in the tech business after school, and, and then going and doing something he loves, brewing. Well, let me go back. I know a lot of people that went to school and they embarked on their career and they did it for 20 or 30 or 40 years. And then they retire and then they go and they do something they love, you know, it wouldn't it be great if you could just get out of school and do what you love. But the point I was about to make was that as we both know, the South Bay has become like the epicenter of craft brewing. And there's so many young people getting into it. You know, they're skipping the whole responsible career thing, and they're going right into it. They're just following their dreams, you know. Nigel, I was just curious, was beer brewing something that you did all along and then you got into it, or was it something that after you sold your company and you were sitting there twiddling your thumbs and wondering how am I going to spend the rest of my life, and then you got into it, or was it something you did all along?
The English, if I can say this on air, the English are weaned on beer, Jackie. it's a staple part of our diet from the womb. I always had a passion for those real ales, as they were termed when I, you know, when I was growing up. Obviously, not as a kid, but you know, as a responsible, legally age drinking adult. But some of those natural farmhouse style, to Joe's point, you know, in terms of your local urban producer, passion once you've tasted and enjoyed some of those, you know, lower carbonated, natural, all local, you know, sourced ingredients, products, and you never forget some of those flavors and that experience. And I was a home brewer. I'm not pretending that a lot of those were very successful. I thought they were good at the time, but I don't think most of my friends and family did. Never on a professional commercial basis. Basically, you know, made ales and beers, you know, from late teens. It's legal at 18 in the UK to drink, by the way. Pursued that passion, you know, through college, as I was fortunate to, you know, travel the planet in my tech life, experience a whole range of you know, different countries and cultures, beer and ales, you know, across the planet, and I really got appreciation, as I say, for the all natural live food product, and came to the US and couldn't find any in 94. The wastelands of 94 were when I brought my company to the US. I thought, I'm not going to last more than a couple of weeks. There was no decent beer There was no decent cheese, and there was no decent Indian food. So those were the three essentials in life as an Englishman. I didn't mention fish and chips, by the way. The beer scene then was yellow, fizzy, bubbly, pretty tasteless, without naming any brands. And that was not something that I wanted to put in my body. Basically, rekindled that kernel that, you know, was at the heart of me, which was, wow, I mean, what an opportunity to really introduce, you know, some of those original recipes and ales that I grew up with and was pining for.
Wow.
I loved the red ale, the Irish red ale. Was that the Cardinal Sin?
Absolutely, Joe. Yep.
That is so familiar and so consistent with pale red ales, Irish ales. It was wonderful. And then, of course, I'm not a very hoppy person, so we did a flight, and I found, of course, I had to try the coffee porter, Possessed Joe. Had to try that.
Drinking it right now for my breakfast.
My namesake.
Exactly.
And it was very much, you know, a porter with coffee instead of many of these coffee porters are first coffees and then ales or then porters. But it was an ale first and then with hints of coffee and chocolate, and that was delicious. And then my favorite was the oatmeal stout. What is that called? Highland something?
Highland Sinner is our oatmeal
Highland
stout.
Yeah.
Sinner, yeah, our stout series. You know, as you see, we have some fun. Life's too short not to, with all the product names. A little tongue in cheek, but the stout series, which we, you know, change up during the year, is called Sinner, and you had the Highland Sinner, which was oatmeal, and then we make a milk stout version of it. Various combinations during the calendar year.
Well, that was delicious. I'll be trying
good,
that again.
Good. Well, that was a little bigger. That one's 8.7%, the Highland Sinner, and really robust body. But that beer has been extremely popular, and its brother or sister, Holy Cow, which is a milk stout. You know, that made fame in a national magazine as a recommended buy, and we've made a version recently called Holy Cookow, with local chocolate nips from Marcetta Chocolate in Torrance. So again, using local partners, with local, you know, locally sourced partnerships. So Holy Cookow, Joe, if you didn't have that one last night, you got to come back. That one
I certainly
served,
will.
Served on nitro,
certainly...
and lovely creamy pint, and it's really indulgent. It's alcoholic chocolate milk.
I cannot wait to talk to Jeffrey Gardner of Marsada Chocolate and congratulate him on this relationship. That's fantastic.
Please do.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, speaking of relationships, by the way, Nigel, Joe and I are both big fans of Marsada chocolate. Their chocolate is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah,
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Talk about sinful. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's natural. It's a natural that you partnered up with Jeffrey at Marsada Chocolates. But speaking
of
partnerships like that.
I don't have to cut out the bag. Let Jeffrey tell you, but there are some chocolate bars coming, made with both of our ingredients, his chocolate, my hops, and my spent grain from making the beer.
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. I absolutely love this, Joe, that you've got a couple of entrepreneurs, completely different fields, working together, bringing us something new and delicious. But speaking of partnerships, you also partnered with the redone barn restaurant 21 Squared over at the Torrance Marriott, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Sure. Yeah. Well, our good friends at Marriott Torrance, they've been great fans of the brewery from day one. You know, both personally and corporately as a business. And so we've been on tap there for, let's say, from right from the beginning. And when they were developing the concept for their new restaurant, they approached us, you know, liking and loving our beer, and said, you know, how about it? And their team actually came in and had a great day actually making the beer, obviously under the tutelage of my head brewer, Bart Bullington, and the brew team. But Marriott team were all here and actually had a great time actually making 21 plus or 21 and over. Yeah. So,
Joe, did I tell you about that? I was invited over to 21 Square. They did a media preview just before they opened. And we went through several of the menu items and Absolution is integral to their menu. Do they use your beer in the fish and chips, Nigel?
Absolutely. Yep. I mean, traditional way of making that English, you know, fine cuisine that we all survive on fish and chips. And not only is the beer used in the fish batter, but it is served in one of our 2-pint Howler beer cans. And very creative, Victor, the head chef there, serves the fish basically horizontally. The 2-pint beer can is laid on the customer's plate with the fish actually emanating out of the can, and then the little mini fryer of chips, fries, I'll translate. Very, very popular entree. And never see my cans back because most customers take them as a souvenir, which is just fine by me.
Yeah, Joe, this, seriously, it's great presentation. This plate comes out with the big beer, the aluminum beer can. One end is cut open.
Right.
They've stuck the fish in there, the fish in there, and a nice plate. And yeah. As a matter of fact, tonight we did it. People brought those beer cans home with them, and I was like, oh, this is great. This is another local business, and they're partnering together to do this. I mean, it's very unique.
Right.
We like to think out of the box. You know, across all fronts, both in terms of, as you say, Jackie, in terms of some of our local partnerships and relationships, but also in terms of, you know, in terms of the beer. What we love about the South Bay scene has obviously grown substantially since we first set up business here in Torrance. But the variety and spectrum of beer and ales for the consumer. So we're deliberately not just making, you know, me too product. To your point, Joe, not liking, you know, necessarily big hoppy beers. But when we first started, I mean, the easiest route would have been just to come out with big West Coast hoppy IPAs, because that's what everybody was drinking. Being, you know, contrarian, we really stuck to our guns in terms of wanting to create some of those ancient ales, you know, using handmade artisan techniques, certainly nothing, you know, machine made here. Our team basically are in there smelling, looking, hearing. Basically, it's Mother Nature. You know, every day is different. Our view is you can never turn that over to a machine. You know, it has to be artisan, handmade. And so some of that thinking out of the box, just like the beer can for the fish, equally applies mm-hmm. to the recipes and some of the beers that you have experienced, and hopefully some of those that you haven't,
yes.
you will come back for, Joe. Yeah.
Yes, I will. We will definitely be back. It's a great feel. It's a classic tap room that you get to. I mean, you get to hear the brewing going on. You're seeing, you know, the tanks are all around you, and you're having a nice pint with a good friend, or in my case, my son. And it's a classic experience. But of course, Nigel, for several years, Absolution has been brewing and sort of focusing on the distribution. You're in what, Total Wine and More, and several other major retailers.
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks, Joe. Yeah, we started like most breweries, obviously, you know, with the tap room and our local customers, which is obviously still. Mm-hmm. Absolute, you know, priority for us. But how do you make, you know, a small fortune in beer? You start with a large one. Cha-ching. Mm-hmm. but everybody, you know, you thinks beer is a gold mine, but you got to sell a lot of beer, and basically, you know, satisfy a much wider audience. You know, customer and consumer. So, yes, our beer is, you know, distributed, you know, throughout California and now outside of California, and mm-hmm. That's all manufactured here in the sunny South Bay, which we're proud. Everything, you know, every one of our product, you know, says proudly made in Torrance. Most mm-hmm. people go, where's Torrance? But no.
mm.
But yeah, promoting the South Bay. Seen as, you know, a key part, you know, of our reasoning and existence,
mm-hmm.
and that can only occur through distribution. So yeah, we're in major stores, just Total Wine, you know, BevMo, Vons, Ralph's, Gelson's,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, et cetera. So if you can't get to the tap room, you know, drop into one of those, you know, fine establishments and, you know, pick up
right.
a six-pack of Angel's Demise or Cardinal Sin or some of the specialty stores like Total Wine carry a lot of the product, including some of the real hard-to-find and rare, you know, barrel-age, whiskey barrel-age products like ADJD, which not boasting, but if you see it, grab it because it doesn't last very long and it's a very, very popular product.
You know, in my local Vons that I'm in several times a week, right at the checkout counters, right where the checkout counters is, there's a cold what do you call them, a display cold refrigerator
uh-huh.
display case, and they have all of the local beers just right there, right at the checkout. So instead of standing there looking at magazines, I can stand there and look at all the local beers.
And you know, we love the local support. You know, a lot of local. Again, back to the partnership question, but you know, stores such as, you know, Whole Foods love to promote, you know, this beer was made 3 miles away, and
right.
the sophisticated, you know, Angelino wants to know. And if there's something that's really amazed me since starting this business is how quickly and how sophisticated the beer consumer has become. The number of 28 to 40-year-old females that can come, sorry guys, but you know, most of us have way less sensory nodes in our mouth and nose than our female colleagues, but the number of young women that will sit in our tap room with a pint of one of our beers and tell me the hop content by taste and smell. And I don't know about you, Joe, but I can't do that.
yeah, right.
I've met people in the wine industry, you know, many 20 years ago that could start to differentiate between, you know, a Pinot and a Cab and a Cab Franc and a Meritage, and obviously that industry is well mature and developed. But in terms of people being able to tell you that this has, you know, Citra, 20% Northern Brewer, by taste and smell alone is pretty amazing, and is
right.
You know, a world apart from those fizzy, bubbly yellow days that, you know, I met in 1994 when I arrived. Yep.
Right. This is a very interesting night, and Jackie and I have talked about it a lot in the last few years, that people are enjoying becoming more educated about craft brewing in general. And we're excited to carry on that tradition here on the South Bay Show. We're going to take a brief break, and we're going to come back with Nigel Heath, CEO of Absolution Brewing Company. And we have to say, what a great time we're having. This is something that's happening in the South Bay. It's not unique necessarily to the South Bay, but it certainly is happening here in a big, big way. It's happening all over the country, I guess, that people are turning to local craft breweries all around them for that special relationship and that special product that they know is made with care and love. And if you have any questions that you'd like to ask Nigel, we'd love to have you, or comments, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And what I'd really like to know, Nigel, is just, you know, we've talked about the brewery and kind of the range of beers, but I want to just talk a little bit about the business. I mean, you started with the distribution side. How much farther are you going to go into the taproom side? I know several other local breweries have multiple taprooms now. Are you going to go down that path? Or is it always going to be one main tap room at your Torrance location?
What a question! Just before the break, so I keep all the listeners in suspense. No, we're always you know, listening and looking to, you know, what our friends and, you know, consumers and our regular customers, you know, like and want us to do next. So. Not going to give any secrets away, but yeah, as we come on to talk about business expansion, you know, we've moved in to another state, and there's a couple more coming in terms of distribution for lovers of the product that are a little further afield that want to regularly you know, enjoy some Absolution, and that also includes, you know, the direct experience with taproom with local taproom experience. So there are plans afoot for other locations, but I'm not going to say where or how yet.
Well, will you continue brewing it here in Torrance, or are you going to have breweries in other places, or are you just going to ship your product to other places?
Yeah, great question, Jackie. We love Torrance. You know, my business partner Steve, who you know, head sales for the organization, you know, grew up here in the South Bay, so, you know, this is home for him, which is why we're located here. You know, we love the local support, both in terms of, you know, partnership and the city and the town, and the whole South Bay scene, Jackie, that you've mentioned. So very much our intention is, you know, Torrance's, you know, production hub. We did a big expansion of the brewery and the brew house, which you've seen about a year and a half ago, pulled out all the initial equipment, put a big seven-figure digit investment in the space here, and, you know, state-of-the-art that we have now, including our, you know, pretty exciting, sophisticated bottling line. Yahoo! I know you can get excited about that joke, but I get pretty excited about it. But I don't know if you had a chance to see it. It's easy to miss because traditional lines are big, long, linear, you know, mechanical, and our state of the art that is American, bought in America. Actually made in the
brand. You say that very well.
That was my attempt. Sorry, listeners. made by a father son team, brilliant engineers out of Nebraska. We didn't buy, you know, no political statement, but everything we have here is basically domestically made, not from unnamed foreign shores. Both in terms of quality, but also in terms of the bottling line, state of the art. I mean, our machine is the envy of a number of other brewers around that have much older, you know, larger footprint. This is a robotic machine that will do all bottle formats. We will run multiple bottle formats in the same day, which is hard on some of the older, less sophisticated machines. And Torrance is the hub. The expansion that we did, say, a year and a half ago, gave us a lot more capacity because the situation we had before, which was nice, but a problem, was that we were selling every ounce of beer that we made, and our customers wanted more, our distributor wanted more, but we were maxed out. But with the upgrade that we did, significant upgrade, you know, we're now able to produce a lot more product. So, Jackie, yeah, it can go on a refrigerated truck and end up in Texas or Florida. It really doesn't matter to the product if it takes 2 days or 5 days if it's kept, you know, refrigerated for the whole of its life. So, long answer, but we love Torrance, and Torrance is definitely the heart of our existence. Yeah.
You know, Joe, what I love most about let me explain what happened. I think it was about a year ago, my cousin and her boyfriend came in to visit from New York, and they both are big beer fans, you know, and they're young, they're millennials, and they're hip, and when they travel, that's one of their things. They like to go to the local craft breweries, and on the East Coast, they're more centralized. Like if you go into little towns in Massachusetts or Vermont, they're in town, they're on the main street, it's that sort of thing. Whereas What for the most part here in the South Bay, and I don't know about San Diego or Seattle or Portland, but they seem to be outside of the main strips, and I love that because there's nothing I enjoy more than having visitors, putting them in my car, say, oh, we're going to go try some craft brews, and you drive in. Most of them are in industrial areas or industrial parks. And you're driving around, and your guests assume you're going into town, into the main drag, you know, and that thing. And all of a sudden, you're driving through darkened streets where there's no cars, and all the buildings are shut down for business. And you pull into a business park or an industrial park, and they're like, "Jackie, where are you taking us? Where are you taking us, Jackie?" You know. And then I'm like, "Just trust me." And you park, and all of a sudden, there's this whole scene. You know, lights and music and people and beer. And what I also love about that is that you don't have neighbors complaining, you know, because most of these locations like Strand Brewing and Absolution, a couple of they're in places that business during the day that shut down at 5 o'clock. And so you have no problem with parking. Right. You've got a ton of parking. You have no problem with neighbors, you know, people complaining about, oh, people are urinating in my front yard, or people are, you know. I mean, seriously. I mean, look at Hermosa. You know, the residents around Pier Your Avenue, it's a battle over there. And I just think this is a huge plus. I think it's a huge plus. You know, it's the same thing with, you know, one of my favorite restaurants, Italian in Gardena. You know, it's out there in
great
the middle
place.
Of nowhere. Right. It's out there in the middle of nowhere. And I love that. I love that. And a lot of times you get, you know, sometimes you get, you know, in cool older structures and stuff. But Nigel, how fundamental is your location to what you're doing?
Yeah, another great question, Jackie. A little bit of, you know, hopefully not boring history about the industry, but it was a, you know, creative senator that created a bill for breweries with our license type, which is called a Type 23, which previously didn't exist. So up to that point, breweries really were, you know, even if you weren't the restaurant scene, were really licensed. Just as a regular restaurant, you know, with a large food element, and that was prohibitive, cost wise, equipment wise, because you had to pull in, you know, the full kitchen and both from a hygiene and from a safety point of view, even if you had no intention of ever making and serving food. So the Type 23 was created for manufacturers just such as ourselves, with a tap room, with a tasting room. So very much allied to the wine industry model, where, as Joe said, you know, with his experience with his son yesterday, you can come along, you can see, smell, you know, be part of the manufacturing environment, and experience, you know, the fresh product literally right there where it was made. That concept, as you said, for a manufacturing site during the day here, like right now, you know, it's busy making beer. As you say, as our neighbors basically finish their business, then, you know, our customers have the opportunity to come, experience, taste, talk to the head brewer, you know, about the grains, about the hops that he uses, rather than the high street experience. And various cities have, you know, zoned that differently. Part of the appeal of Torrance, when we were looking a number of years ago for location for Absolution, was their openness and their desire and willingness to create a beer industry in town. And obviously that's been very, very successful, as Jackie said earlier, with the you know, with the reputation now for you know, the South Bay as beer central. Quick side note, I mean, you mentioned some East Coast friends. I was astounded probably middle of last year. A customer or a visitor came in to the tap room, and he had flown in directly to LAX from Boston, and was here just to go around the South Bay beer scene and then fly back again at the end of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I thought, wow, we've made it. We've made it. If okay, one doesn't make a whole story here, but in the same way as now in San Diego, which obviously is, you know, has a longer history of the beer industry on the West Coast. With, I don't know what the count is today. I mean, I'll probably be a few out, but something like 130 breweries in San Diego County alone now, with dedicated, you know, beer tours from England, from France, from Scandinavia, from Germany that fly in to San Diego just to basically experience the breweries. And the incremental hospitality industry numbers, it's, when you add it all up, it's the single largest industry in San Diego now by far. I mean, we're not there yet in Torrance, but I think it's significant when, you know, you come into the international terminal LAX and see basically, you know, scrolling LED about, you know, come to Beer Central, come to Torrance, for international visitors, that that come in through through LAX. Yeah, and I think that's a great statement for a fairly short period of time of what can be done. What can be done if everybody's on the same page and thinks outside the box.
Now, Nigel, what is it about this? I mean, of course, we know about people know about Silicon Valley, and then many people are talking about Silicon Beach. I mean, here in Playa Vista, California, you have a huge building boom going on. You've got Yahoo, Google, Facebook opening these campuses. The tech industry has really discovered Southern California in a big way. And this has been going on for decades, but it's really now just blossoming. What is it about the beer industry? Is it the brewing, the brewing talent? What is it that that people coalesce in this way?
Opportunity to begin with. I mean, when we were looking a number of years ago, as I mentioned, it was really a wasteland for Angelinos, and in terms of there really was not craft real beer and ales, for a sophisticated population, second largest city in the land, with then maybe an initial seed, burgeoning desire, but really not exposed to some of the new craft products that maybe other cities, San Diego, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, had ready access to. The whole craft bubble really sort of leapfrogged LA and missed it. Then a number of innovative individuals and my business partner Steve were longing to come back to his roots and was looking at buying another brewery here that was already in operation but maybe needed some help, and then when we all came together it was like wow, what an opportunity. And I remember going to one of the early beer shows events in the area here, which was labeled craft, and again, no names, but what they were serving was definitely not craft. It was relabeled big beer, pretending to be locally locally produced and artisan, which it certainly was not. And we went, wow, what an opportunity to reproduce those artisan ales that I mentioned at the beginning of the show to a sophisticated population that I don't want to be over dramatic, but had been starved or deprived from access to that type of product. Because as I say, the whole craft revolution just sort of missed LA. It leapfrogged and landed in San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle. So, when you look at that, the whole opportunity, and then there is obviously after one or two or three or 10 or 20 or 100, there becomes a velocity and a momentum. As Jackie mentioned earlier, there's old hands. Unfortunately, like me and my head brewer, has been building breweries literally from Alaska to Cabo for 22 years. But equally, there's a very talented pool of young brewers that are gravitating towards the LA scene, but particularly the South Bay scene, and it's self-fueling. One of our other brewers fits into that, biology degree, been with us since day one, very creative individual, great combination, under the tutelage of our head brewer that's been doing it for 22 years, and that combination, is perfect for me, because the young creative coupled with, you know, some experienced, an experienced head on shoulders. I think you touched on it earlier, but, you know, a lot of breweries are having fun, but by the end of the day, it is a business. And, you know, in a an ever-populated market, you know, obviously having the combination of creativity, but also the business sense is essential. Yeah.
Absolutely, which brings us to, because we're running out of time. This has been a fascinating conversation. Your 3-year anniversary is coming up, Michael, and you're having a big blowout this weekend. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, thanks, Jackie. Very, very proud and pleased to, have our 3-year anniversary. That's on Saturday, the 18th. Here, you go to our website at www.absolutionbrewingcompany, spelled out in full, .com, and you can get your tickets there from Eventbrite, etc. Got a great lineup. We have Nasty Bad Habit playing from 12 till 2. Jack FM will be broadcasting live from the brewery with lots of giveaways, etc. from about 2:30 to 4:30. We have a change of scene with an acoustic interlude from about 4:30 to 6:30. And then the headliner is Stephen Perkins, who was the drummer for Jane's Addiction, and his new band Tabitha are playing live in the brewery in the evening. So fun lineup, eight special new beers that we're not telling you about until the day of. And combination of 4 on cask in firkin, so hand-drawn and naturally carbonated, just like I grew up with back in the homeland, and 4 additional new beers to complement our existing lineup of 20 or so beers in the main tap room. So fun day, food by Bart's Barbecue, some fantastic, brings his actual smoker here. If you're familiar with the brewery, people love his food. So he'll be serving food all day. So come on down and help us celebrate in classic style 3 years of being in Torrance.
That's fantastic. And this is on Saturday.
This Saturday, the 18th, yep. And if you can't make Saturday, we're not missing Paddy's Day on Friday. We also have some specials for St. Patrick's Day. And there is, again, Bart's Barbecue is conjuring up some great fare there with, of course, compliment, you know, mandatory cabbage. And also we do have, Joe, don't cut me off, but we do have a green beer as well.
Oh.
However, it is not a chemical induced colored food additive, which, you know, many others do. That's not our scene. We will never ever do it. So this is a naturally occurring woodland herb that we've added and to the brew process, and it is gorgeous. It's got a nice light green hue for St. Patrick's Day and a flavor profile that you've probably never had before. And the early surprise tasting with a few of our regular customers was a great hit. So if you can't make Saturday, or you please come to both, St. Paddy's Day, Friday, and then from 11 till 10 on Saturday, our anniversary party.
Well, I think Jackie and I would love to join you on Saturday, wouldn't we, Jackie?
Actually, I was already planning on going.
Okay.
I was already planning on going. I have a girlfriend coming in from Portland, and we're going to hang out. We're going to go over to Absolution and hang out Saturday afternoon and have some beer and food. And I'm so upset, Nigel, that you have Jack FM coming and not the South Bay Show.
I think I said Jackie FM, wasn't it? Jackie FM. Sorry, Jackie FM. Well, look forward to seeing you both on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Nigel. We really we would love to come. I know that my son and I would love to come, and I'll try to get my wife in there and find an ale for her. And also,
oh,
I have to
I
say
know
though,
one. I know which one. I know which one she'll like. I know which one she'll like.
Which
Did
one?
Did you try the raspberry? What is it called? What is the raspberry one called, Nigel?
Oh,
pomegranate.
Oh, that.
The pomegranate.
There's a pomegranate, and also there's a raspberry blonde as well. Yeah.
The raspberry blonde.
Yeah.
Really, really, really good. Yeah, really good.
The pomegranate blonde was excellent. But I also have to say, though, there was this one American ale that had a very distinctive, almost Pilsner-like taste, similar to, you know, the one that starts with a B, ends with a D, and has a U in the middle.
I don't know to what you're referring.
No, absolutely. But it was delicious. And that's the last question for me, Nigel, is there is a point at which the craft scene has to break out to the larger, wider audience. And I think this American ale that you have could be that one.
Well, thank you, Joe. We didn't plan that segue, but it's actually called South Bay Blonde. It's one of our newest beers, and it's going gangbusters. So, thank you. Yeah.
And I think people are going to recognize it.
Easy to drink, and, you know, and basically, you know, more of a session. You can have, you know, a number of them because the alcohol's, you know, significantly lower. And it's been extremely well received, both through the tap room and in distribution as well. So,
wow.
You know, we love hearing, and, you know, we love comments back from our you know, our regulars and our customers. This is, you know, part and parcel of, you know, of how we continue to think out of the box. You know, if somebody comes along and says we'd really like you know, a beer made with garlic, I mean, we may comment, and doesn't mean we implement everything that we hear from our customers, but it is, you know, it's a community, it's an interaction, it's not just us, you know, turning out product and saying here's the newest. I mean, it's it's a sophisticated consumer now, and we love that feedback. Mm-hmm. Look out for more and more innovation.
Okay.
All right, Joe,
well,
we got to wrap it up, and Nigel, give us some give us your address, give us your hours, give us your website, give us some contact info.
Sure, we are at 2878 Columbia Street in lovely Torrance, and that can be found between Del Amo and Torrance off of Maple, third driveway on the right into, as Jackie has mentioned, a business park. Don't be fooled. Stick to the plan. Mm-hmm. Come to the back of the business park and look for our signage, and we'd love to see you at 2878 Columbia Street, Torrance. We are open six days a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 4 till 9, Fridays from 2 till 10, Saturday from 11 a.m. till 10, Sundays from 12 till 6. Kid and family friendly, dog friendly, and food every day of the week, including food trucks at the weekends on Fridays and Saturdays. Come on down and see us on St. Paddy's Day, and or love to see you at the anniversary this Saturday.
Yes, and I was at the tap room. I had to make a phone call. I walked outside to the fence, and there's this lovely, like, railroad going by, the railroad, and it's just like I felt like I was in the neighborhood again.
And wouldn't that disused railway be great for a beer garden? But that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Nigel Heath, Absolution Brewing Company, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. And we're looking forward to being there on Friday, St. Paddy's Day, and Saturday, the big 3-year anniversary. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. What a great show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow for a great show with Joe Charles, G.I. Joe from Manhattan Beach. Be sure to check out that show. It's going to be amazing. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.